With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Supreme Court has struck down President Trump's far-reaching global tariffs, handing him a significant legal setback on an issue crucial to his economic agenda.
The justices voted 6-3 in ruling that an emergency powers law that does not, in fact, use the word tariffs does not give Trump the authority to impose tariffs, including reciprocal tariffs he imposed on nearly every country.
And that is correspondent Mark Sherman. Friday's 6-3 decision centers on those tariffs the president unilaterally imposed under an emergency powers law, and he pushed back this past hour.
The Supreme Court's ruling on tariffs is deeply disappointing, and I'm ashamed of certain members of the court, absolutely ashamed, for not having the courage to do what's right for our country.
The president's reasoning has been used once in the past. Back in 1971, President Richard Nixon declared a national emergency, imposing a 10% surcharge on all imports, justifying that on the grounds of a monetary crisis, economic harm to the United States, and the need to protect the dollar and U.S. industries. It's too early to know what, if any, military action the president may take against Iran over its nuclear program. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
Will the Iranians give up their nuclear program? No. Just like the Libyans gave up theirs and crumbled, North Koreans didn't and survived, and I think they've gone to school on that. Plus, the Iranians have the support of the Chinese and the Russians, albeit, you know, somewhat of an at arm's length.
And that is retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 135 points at this hour. The Nasdaq up 189. This is SRN News. Christians and Muslims band together in Nigeria.
Leaders of both faiths met in Washington, D.C. this month to urge the international community to help the fight against Muslim terror in their country. The leaders accused their own government of doing little to stop the attacks by Muslim terrorists in Nigeria, which have primarily targeted Christians but also affect the Shia Muslim community. Tens of thousands of Christians have been killed by various Muslim terror groups over the past decade. Michael Harrington reporting.
The same quarries near Rome that the Caesars used to build the city are still being dug out today, providing the coveted rock to build a new generation of houses of worship around the world. And travertine is prized by architects because it is strong, plentiful, and can withstand any number of climatic and environmental assaults. The fact that many ancient buildings made of that stone are still standing provides a kind of 2,000-year guarantee for those who buy it. This is SRN News. There are times when medical personnel have a very dangerous job. This may be one of them.
It all began when experts in the U.S. went to Africa to help an endangered white rhino with a life-threatening parasitic eye infection. Doctors quickly realized surgery was not an option, so they developed a plan based on a program where animals are taught to participate in their own care. They administered eye drops to the rhino, and it worked. By the way, there's no word if the rhino had any trouble tilting his head back for those eye drops. Probably not. Jason Walker reporting.
America's gross domestic product increased at an annual 1.4% rate in the fourth quarter. That's down from 4.4% growth that was seen in the July through September period and 3.8% in the quarter prior to that. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.